Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. Reading today from A Greater Than Solomon. We're in the 10th session of that. We're going through the scriptures to find out what the scriptures say about children and how to discipline children and how not to do it. We're in Proverbs 19, verses 18 and 19. It says, "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying." I thought it was interesting that the very next verse is, "A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment," chastening in whatever form. And it doesn't say what the form should be here, by the way. But chastening in whatever form should not be administered by an angry person. Now, the juxtaposition of these two verses may be only providential, accidental, not purposeful on Solomon's part, but they certainly belong together. Chastening must be given out by a person who loves, not by one who is angry and vengeful and seeking to control behavior by the only means that seems to be available. Let's not forget in all of this that chastening is to be given. Yes, and tears may follow. Both ideas in one package, the true test of good parenting, God parenting. Can you chasten your son without being in great wrath? Can you chasten your son out of love and not out of power plays and trying to get even? Look at Proverbs 19, verse 25. "Strike a scoffer, and the simple will become wary." Is this God's word for believers today? No, are we to go around hitting people and so that other people will learn a good lesson about that person? Solomon is good, but there's a greater than Solomon among us. Proverbs 19:29, "Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools." There's the rod again, leaving marks on the back. This is Solomonic correction. Is this what is intended for the children of Christians? Proverbs 20:20, "Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness." The death penalty. Where did Solomon get this idea from? From Moses, Leviticus 20, verse 9. Did any of the youth in these homes have disrespectful comments about their parents? If we're going to use old covenant precepts, how about this one? You curse your parents, you kill them. Kill the child. Remember that the law spoke truth and justice, but knew not of mercy. Nothing's wrong with the law, but much is wrong with us. We can't live Moses. We never could. Proverbs 20, verse 30, "The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly." What? Solomon, explain yourself. No need to. It's up to the modern interpreters of this verse to do the explaining. Not one commentary that I read anywhere about this assigns this soul cleansing thing to a parent, especially the parent of a small child, a wound that turns blue, stripes. The truth is real now. There are those who learn by reading books, others learn by rebukes, others need stronger medicine, maybe a disease, a trip to the battlefield, a disaster of some sort. Job is an example of one whose wounds healed his soul. He was forced to look inward and discover the deeper meanings of life, revealed directly by God after the time of searching. This is not to say that a parent will not prayerfully administer a correction that hurts. And there are things that hurt more than beatings, but that are geared to help. On the other hand, physical abuse will lead to bitterness and rejection. Be careful how you interpret Solomon. Seems like some people want Solomon to be saying more than he said. Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Literally then, every child of every age bracket needs a literal rod applied to his or her back. Question then, is that the only way to drive it away? Must every parent be standing ready with a rod every time foolishness erupts? How far do you take this text? But yes, it's got to be admitted that as far as things had progressed to that point in the history of God's people, a rod was an effective power play. Trouble is, if misused, the rod of correction can drive away other things too. Your children, for example. So many situations, so many possibilities. Is there something missing in Solomon's formulas? Yes. Yes, the greater than Solomon had the answers, and he passed them on to his apostles. We will talk about the things Jesus said and his apostles said. Proverbs 22, verses 24 and 25. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. And women who like to be included in every verse where there's a man in the Bible will put you in this verse too. Don't make a friendship with an angry woman either. Anger is contagious. Is it angry men who are administering blows to these young people in these homes? Or is it really men trying their best to obey the word of God as they understand it? Well, I hope they will learn to understand it a little better as they hear what Jesus said. Look at Proverbs 23:1-2. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, put a knife to your throat. If you're a man given to appetite, that's pretty solid, isn't it? That's pretty straightforward. Should we take Solomon literally here? He said, no, that's, you don't want to take that. No, but there is an aspect of it that we want to learn from. Self-control. Self-control is taught here. Talking about a knife and a throat, that's just a picture. We don't really commit suicide if we can't control ourselves. I wonder if Solomon is to be taken literally everywhere. Proverbs 23:13-14, withhold not correction from the child. If you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. You shall beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Solomon said it. The Holy Spirit's on Solomon. Children must be corrected, and loving parents must stand in the way of their child's free fall into foolishness. Occasional pain, physical or otherwise, will not destroy him. The absence of any discipline, any correction, that will destroy him. Once more, we cannot avoid Solomon's clear language, but we can say that excessive use of this one method can indeed lead to serious injury and eternal loss. Oh, be careful. Parents, what are you doing? Proverbs 26:3, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Habitual child beaters seem to be concluding that the child is a fool. Though we're born into the sinful nature, it seemed to me that it takes a little longer to be classified as a fully functioning fool, and that much of what we're reading about is for grown men. Proverbs 27:4, wrath is cruel, anger is outrageous. I've heard of places under Christian supervision where young teenagers, girls, are stretched out on the floor, held down by staff members, being beaten by a man 3 to 4 times their size in the name of the loving Jesus. Outrageous indeed. Proverbs 29:15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. Indeed, notice that reproof is brought in here as an alternative to physical pain, the rod and reproof. But pain is not excluded. Measures must be taken to stop a child from ruination, but each step must be thought through, prayed through, carefully. One size doesn't fit all. One discipline will not do the job every time. Proverbs 29:17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Oh, it's true that an out-of-control child is a pain. You can't eat out. You can't go to Walmart. You can't visit your friends. It's also true that an out-of-control adult breeds serious sickness and may be responsible for the out-of-control child. Is he learning violence from the lowly Jesus? Proverbs 30:17 was from Agur, not from Solomon. He said, "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it." Again, the death penalty for hating parents or guardian. Now, why in the world would a child hate a parent or any authority figure? Can any of this be traceable to methodology? One can force behavior, but the same wind that blows a person's body to the ground slams shut the heart's door, out of which would normally come appreciation and respect. The hundreds of children who are now adults speaking out all over this country have had that door shut. Their bodies were controlled for a while, but the heart cannot be controlled by the strongest of discipline. Be very careful. Be very careful. We'll go on with the scriptures next time, and the next time we'll be talking about Jesus. God said to us, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." So I want to listen to Jesus for a while. Walking through Proverbs is instructive, but if we just stop there, I think we get a false idea of how to deal with children. It doesn't stop with Solomon. Nobody ever said it had to. He was a good man who said good things, but he lived under Moses and retribution. Let's see what Jesus had to say next time when we do the Greater Than Solomon. Well, we have the works of several great men of God on this website. I hope you'll go looking. We have their stories. We have their words. We have a lot of North Korea audios. We have Muhammad and Quran, not in favor of, but in explanation of and in condemnation of these teachings that have taken over one-fourth of the world. There's a whole lot more on the site. I do hope you will look around and be blessed. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we will get to talk real soon. Bye-bye.